stagnant wages. This is despite contentions that the overall economic picture is said to be improving. That is according to an annual report issued today by the Economic Policy Institute. Cable reporter Robin Ryan discussed the challenging realities that persist for new workers in the now lengthy wake of what's been called the Great Recession.
I'm talking with Teresa Kroeger. She is a research assistant and one of the authors of the Class of 2016 report issued by the Economic Policy Institute this morning. Is this an annual report?
Yes, this is an annual report that we do every year. You can find past versions titled similarly, the class of 2015 and 2014. And it's interesting to see the data compared over the years.
In general, it seems that though there are some nominal improvements, opportunity in the United States is expected to remain a challenge to those entering the job market after graduation season. How many people is that nationally?
I don't know the number nationally, but we know that it is a large portion of young high school and college graduates that are having difficulty finding jobs out of school. And we even in the report look at the proportion of those that are not enrolled or not employed, those who are idled after graduation, and it's stark numbers.
Among the key findings of this report, there's a data bit suggesting nearly two-thirds of those in their latter 20s don't have or won't be pursuing college degrees. Given the avid promotion of higher education as key to a better monetarily managed life, I'm wondering how this particular measurement weighs against years past. Is that ratio drastically up or down?
The share of young high school and college graduates that enroll in further education has decreased and stagnated in recent years. It used to be a lot higher after the recession. A lot of students would shelter in school to ride out the weak economy, and those numbers just aren't as high as they used to be.
While the report issued today appears to be something of a commencement season annual, the data seems to be drawn from a specific moment in time. Is that a common attribute of these reports?
When we originally started doing the class of reports on an annual basis, we were looking at how we have improved since the recession. And so a lot of numbers are compared to 2007 in the pre-recession economy. But this year and in additional years past, we have also looked at comparing the current year to the economy of 2000, which was a much stronger economy and really the ideal economy that we want to get back to.
The segment that focuses on wages indicate there has been little to no growth for recent graduates since Y2K. How much wider does that gap of economic viability get with increases in what it costs to live?
We don't look at the cost of living, but it's clear that wages are performing poorly and have had little to no growth since 2000. Women's wages for young college graduates have stagnated since 2000, or even decreased since 2000 and stagnated in the last year. And as a result, we've seen a gender wage gap worsen.
I see the term in the policy of a universal basic income being bantered about through various parts of the world in recent weeks. And I wonder what your take is on what such a policy shift supporting that concept might have in terms of impact. What would be the benefits and how might the potential problems be identified and or addressed?
The paper doesn't discuss the policy of universal basic income in particular, but we want to focus on raising wages for all workers and especially these young graduates. What young high school and college graduates are experiencing is no different than what we're seeing in the overall labor market, but they're being hit much harder because of the weakness during the recession. The economy is not at its best because we haven't done enough to make it better, and raising wages will definitely help that.
Can you share with our listeners your organization's assertions in terms of conclusions or recommendations, which seem to focus, from what I've seen, on policy for labor standards and workers' rights?
For starters, we should pursue full employment and promote policies that strengthen collective bargaining rights, raise the minimum wage, strongly enforce labor standards, and end discriminatory practices that contribute to race and gender inequalities. You can read more about these policies on epi.org by searching for the Raising America's Pay agenda.
Thanks for taking the time to share your expertise with our listeners today. For folks who'd like more information and get a look at this report, have you a website you might refer them to?
For more information on the class of 2016 or any of the policies we've discussed, you can visit epi.org.
I've been talking with Teresa Kroeger from the Economic Policy Institute. For more information, you can visit their website at epi.org. It's kind of unusual for me to pull a quote directly from the report, but it struck me with such emphasis that I want to read it here. Unemployment of young graduates remains elevated today, but not because there's something unique about the Great Recession and its aftermath that has affected young people in particular. Rather, it is high because young workers always experience disproportionate increases in unemployment during periods of labor market weakness, and the Great Recession and its aftermath is the longest, most severe period of economic weakness in more than seven decades. I'm Robin Ryan, and you're listening to KBOO News.
Jack Tafari has died. A native of England, but also a noted grassroots organizer right here in Portland, Oregon, Jack was one of the original Street Roots vendors and a founder of Dignity Village. A dedicated Rastafarian, Jack loved writing and music, especially reggae. As an organizer in Portland, Jack was active at KBOO Community Radio and also in agitating for more resources for the houseless. He called Dignity Village a, quote, nylon revolution. KBOO covered Jack's work in organizing shopping cart parades through the streets of Portland whenever the core residents of what became the city's first permitted camp for the houseless were rousted from their location. The parades stopped traffic and earned public attention to the city's early affordable housing failures more than a decade ago. Jack passed away in Accra in Ghana, Africa, yesterday on 4/20. His friends around the world are already calling it a special annual Day of Remembrance. He would have preferred it that way.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Martin Dodge, Jamie Haddad, Joe Meyer, Rachel Miller-Howard, Robin Ryan, Kanan Schlesinger, and Jenna Yokoyama. The producer is Sam Bowman. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at @KBOONews. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Jamie Haddad.
And I'm Robert Barncore. Coming up tomorrow morning, Friday, April 22nd on KBOO. At 7, it'll be Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on Positively Revolting Talk Radio, the hosts, Ani and Lynn, will speak with Paul Engler, co-author of This Is an Uprising, How Nonviolent Revolt is Shaping the 21st Century. At 9, it'll be One Land, Many Voices. At 10, Chris Andre will host Air Cascadia. And at 10:15, it'll be Flashpoints, Investigative News Radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 a.m. tomorrow, you will hear Pacific Underground, a show by Asian and Pacific Island people taking the microphone into their own hands.
Tonight, the KBOO News team wants to celebrate one of our most experienced and dedicated volunteers. Anchor Robert Barncord has anchored the news for 10 years this week. We want to give Robert a special thank you tonight for being one of the most consistent voices on the Thursday news. So we want to give a big round of applause and say thank you, Robert, for all your years of service.
Oh, shucks.
That was how we're ending it. And until then, now is your chance to support our work the volunteers have put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, every week throughout the year. Joining us now are Jenna and Jenka to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and I'm actually joined with Ani now for this last pitch break during the evening news, and we encourage you to call in right now and show your support for the evening news. Call 1-877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. Ani, how are you enjoying the news tonight?
Oh, you know, well, am I enjoying the news? You know, I'm proud of the news. I think because the news, you know, it's our job to report things that are going to be, let's just say, outraging. They're not outrageous. It's outraging. And you know, is that enjoyable? It's worthwhile. It's important. It's super important. And in fact, it pulls us together so we can actually be informed and we can take right action, right? Because we're about changing the world. That's part of our program charter. And it's done in this labor of love. It's done with passion of volunteers like Robert, who we're celebrating right now.
10 whole years.
It's an amazing thing. And you, your love, listeners, has kept us on the air for 48 years. Call right now, 877-500-5266, and be a part of this community. You know you are already a part. You listen, you're there, you're receiving. Now we're asking for that reciprocity so that you connect back in with us and support this resource that supports us all. 877-500-5266.
As we're wrapping up here in the evening news, if you just listened for the last hour and you listened to the great diversity of stories that you heard, there's so many local stories being brought to you by KABU reporters. These are volunteers who are coming and volunteering their time to bring you the stories about your community from Oregon. We just heard from Robin Ryan. She just had a story, and she just did a great thing during Sunshine Week where she showed you all the different resources that you can have to be an activist yourself. That's the kind of resources that are here at KABU that we want to share with the community. So join the KABU family here. Become a member right now. That phone number is 877-500-5266. It only takes 2 minutes to become a member. I promise we'll get you off the phone real quick so you can get right back to listening to KABU. That's 877-500-5266.
And your support of $5 a month or $7 a month, or I like to suggest that people give an hour's wage every month. If you got a steady gig, go ahead and kick down an hour's wage every month. Know that for 1 hour a month, you are working for the enrichment of your entire community through the auspices of KABU's broadcast, right? Because this is that resource that helps to inform and inspire us. We are together here. And the most amazing people come through these doors to really share their passions, share their talents, build their skills, and interact in this amazingly creative and brilliant community that is KABU. You are a part of it. Please do support it right now. 877-500-5266. We look to raise $140 more dollars in 5 minutes. You, right now, this is your moment. Call in with your pledge of support, just $15 a month. If you are earning $15 a month, we hope it's the new minimum wage anytime now, right? This is one of those stories that we've been following for a long time. We've been covering it from the streets perspective. What does it cost to live in Portland these days? You've been hearing these stories on KABU. You know that that's a living wage. Well, it's the minimum, really, for a living wage. If you're making $20 an hour, please call in right now with that pledge of support, $20 every month. And that would go a long ways here at KABU. Again, enriching your entire community. 877-500-5266. I was actually crying during the last part of the newscast because Jack Tafari passed away yesterday, and he was a member of our family, of our community, while he was here in Portland. I remember well the parades of the houseless folks, the shopping cart parades. I remember well his tenacity and his brilliance and his heart and his courage. And I remember him connecting with people here and helping to build bridges and heal longstanding sort of, biases within our communities, how he had this ability to talk to people and bring them together. And so really, in honor of Jack Tafari and all the amazing people that have come in here to share their skills and their heart and their passions, this is that organization that really does bring us together, and it supports us all. I ask you right now to come on in, join us, support KABU. You know we're already a part of your life. Connect back in, 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
And you just have to love when if you've ever been into KABU, when you walk in, you will meet, I swear, a diversity of people, if ever, here in Portland. We do live in the whitest city in America, but I can guarantee you that we are the most diverse newsroom around. And you can tell when you listen to the evening news broadcast, you hear that it's not just those headline stories that are being pushed by the corporate media. We are allowed to bring you those stories that are a little bit controversial. Maybe they're a little bit difficult. Maybe you don't want to have to think about it, but you do. And that's why you turn into the evening news, because you you know we're going to cover it. We are going to bring you what matters to you, and we're going to talk about it in depth. We're not just going to read you a headline. We're going to tell you the story. We're going to talk to the communities that are directly affected by it. And so help support that. Help support what you love about KBOO Evening News. And give us a call at 877-500-5266. Maybe you're driving home from work every single day and you're listening to the news and you are just outraged with us on the news. We love bringing you those stories. So if you're driving right now, maybe pull over. We Please. Suggest that, 877-500-5266. Or maybe right now you're just at home looking at your computer and going, I don't want to have to pick my phone. You don't have to. You can just go onto our website and donate that way. It's kboo.fm. That's kboo.fm. And there's a beautiful donate button. Makes it so simple.
So very, very simple. Just join us, really. A monthly sustaining membership is an easy way to do that. You can contribute a significant amount of money throughout the year in easy little bite-sized chunks. We just ask that you do it right now. Please, friends, pick up the phone, 877-500-5266. Help us reach our goal for the evening news hour. We make way now for Rose City Native.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
The land knows you're there, and the rocks and trees and rivers give you friendship and care.
I'm Don Jacobson, one of the hosts of Moving On. This Friday, April 22nd, 12 noon to 1:30, I will be presenting music for and about the environment. Celebrating Earth Day and John Muir's birthday, Moving On will feature folk artists who have a deep connection with our natural world, from Pete Seeger to Walkin' Jim Stoltz. Tune in this Friday, 12 noon to 1:30.
Trees and rivers give you friendship and